Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello!
Hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week. No, just today, actually, it's Friday, from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin the show with Manchester United, and with only one signing made so far this summer and Ronaldo set for the exit door, former Villa skipper Gabby Agbonlahor has told TalkSport he'd rather join Spurs or Arsenal over United. Well, we don't want him anyway. He's too old. And if you don't believe me, here's your proof. Not about him being too old, but him saying it.
I had a choice, Ali, to go to Manchester City, Liverpool before Manchester United, no-brainer. But I'd also go to Chelsea, no-brainer, before Manchester United. And I'll choose Spurs now. If I was a player now, playing, I could go to Spurs or Manchester United. I'm going to Spurs.
Arsenal? Do they get ahead?
Even Arsenal, I'm going before Manchester United. They're in a shambles moment. And Ronaldo wants to leave because of it. They've got players they can't rely on. And even De Jong from Barcelona, he's like, I might go, but I'll see how I feel. I'll let you know in a month. That's what Manchester United have come to.
That sums it up.
It's actually embarrassing for Manchester United fans, everyone associated with them, that they've become that club that players are like, yeah, maybe if Spurs, if I can get to Spurs to my agent, I'll go there. But if not, then go on then, I'll go Man United. Mm. That's what it's come to.
Here's Jack Wilshere and Jason Cunley on my show from yesterday, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time.
The only thing that should worry United is that historically United have been a little bit lapse in the transfer market, haven't they?
Yeah.
Edward was a disaster before,
and don't get me wrong, United's still a massive, massive club, but they wouldn't really have to do that much. If you're interested and someone hears that Man United are interested, you sign, don't you?
Yeah.
Straight away. It's still there, but there's some.
But there's no Champions League football now, is there, as well?
Yeah.
Do you think Man United look a little bit like Liverpool did 20 years ago?
I was 10 then, Andy, so...
hold on. Really 15 years ago then.
Yeah.
In what respect? Yeah. There's a massive building job to be done?
They weren't dining off that top table. No. They were fine. Liverpool found it hard to bring in the elite players. Now, Liverpool are right at the top.
Rice surging into the penalty area. Might go it alone. Declan Rice! It's 3-0 to West Ham!
You didn't talk about United. I want to know what you think.
I agree with you.
United need.
What do we need? Centre-half, at least one. Midfielder, striker.
Basically, right down the middle.
Yeah.
The spine.
Yeah, we do.
Need another spine.
Right back.
I tell you, you need Declan Rice.
Yeah, of course we do.
Everyone needs Declan Rice,
doesn't they? Yeah, but United need him.
Now, Cameron Norrie has a massive semi today. Oh, sorry. More on the other side. Against Novak Djokovic at Wimbledon. Cammy, no one calls him that. They probably do, actually. Reckons he can beat the sensational Serbian at SW19. Just say Wimbledon. Cue Cammy or Norrie or Cameron Norrie.
For sure, I think it's obviously one of the toughest tasks in tennis. You know, I'll say grass is his favourite surface, and his record is unbelievable here at Wimbledon. So it's going to be tough. I'm going to have to improve a lot of things from today. I don't think I'm going to have the chance to lose focus like I did today. I think I was a little bit fortunate. I a couple of times lost a little bit of focus and managed to get it back. And I think with him, there's no room for that. And I'm looking forward to taking it to him and seeing the level he brings. I didn't really watch too much from him today, but he's obviously probably feeling pretty good after coming back from two sets to love. And yeah, he it's going to be a tricky one. Su nombre es Rafa Nadal.
Nosotros somos su gente. Having won in Melbourne and Paris, there was a growing belief that Rafa Nadal just might complete an unlikely calendar Grand Slam. Those dreams were shattered when a scan on Thursday revealed a 7mm tear in his abdomen, and the Spaniard had to admit playing potentially two more matches wasn't an option.
I think it don't make sense to go, even if I tried a lot of time during all my career to keep going under very tough circumstances in that one. I think it's obvious that if I keep going, the injury gonna be worse and worse, and that's the thing that I can say now, and feel very sad to say that.
On now to the former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, who believes that Man City aren't worried about Raheem Sterling leaving the club to join rivals Chelsea.
Plays it back to Sterling, and there's the second goal, Raheem Sterling.
I always believe that you worry about yourself and you worry about your strength. So if a player isn't part of your forward thinking and your plans, then you kind of let him go. And of course, the argument then would be, why would you strengthen your opposition? Well, clearly, Manchester City don't particularly feel concerned about Chelsea being strengthened by Raheem Sterling. And they don't subsequently feel concerned that Gabriel Jesus is strengthening Arsenal. So with that in mind, they've done two deals. They've brought in the best part of 100 million quid. So we start to get to the territory of Man City operating on a net transfer basis that's in the positive. To go back to the argument where I said they were net spenders bigger than Liverpool, and they're starting to balance their books a bit better. But I don't look at either one of those players and think that Man City selling to another club that's supposed to be a rival, specifically Chelsea and not Arsenal, worries them. So what does that tell you about the player?
On now to kick off with Hugh Wisdencroft and Chris Iwuelamo, and that is how you pronounce his name.
In terms of what we've seen so far this summer, what has stood out to you personally in the world of football, if you like?
You look at Jesus coming in at Arsenal. I think that's an outstanding signing.
Plays it back to Jesus through the legs of Castagna and in, and Jesus scores on his 24th birthday to secure all 3 points for Manchester City.
He's going to get judged on the goals that he scores, but what Jesus brings is the football intelligence as well. He brings other players in, he creates for others, he can play out in those wide areas. I only see that as a positive, because he can do everything. You look at his movement, and okay, yeah, Man City are going to dominate with the ball most of the time. They are going to create chance after chance, but Arsenal also play that brand of football. They keep the ball, and his movement is only going to create more, and if he's clinical, and he has that potential. Now, he's not scored more than 14 goals in a Premier League campaign. I see him doing exactly that this coming campaign, and I like to say, I think he's going to realise, but he has everything. You know, you're talking about the touch, bringing players in, scoring goals, his movement, the work ethic as well, because Man City are probably one of the hardest working teams without the ball in the Premier League. So you're bringing a player that is switched on, and that will only be a catalyst.
Now, heavyweight boxer Derek Chisora has been speaking to TalkSport's Kwaku Afari ahead of his bout with Kubrat Pulev. Not Kwaku Afari, Derek Chisora. Dale Boy said he isn't fazed by Pulev's attempts at mind games after they had to be separated by security. Did they, though, or is it just trying to sell tickets?
Can't play mind games, but I'm the king of that, bro. He's trying to play mind games, but it's okay. That's him, though, anyway. He's trying to prove something in Bulgaria. Oh, yes, yes. But I mean, truly, this is London, bro. We'll just give him the London treatment, boy.
And I feel like he got riled up in the press conference when you brought up your first match against him in Germany. Split decision, controversial fight, and it could have gone either way. You think you won that fight? He thinks he won that fight. How do you feel like that fight can affect this fight going forward?
It don't affect anything. I don't know. Nothing affects me, bro. Probably annoys him most. But you know, for him to bring out the judges afterwards and the referee, he was a bit annoyed, but I don't really care, to be honest. That fight don't bother me. Nothing bothers me.
And here's former heavyweight world champion David Haye back in Chisora. That's weird, because he used to train him to beat Pulev.
I believe he will. I believe he's got some momentum. Although he has actually lost his last three fights, if you look at the performances, you know, a very close disputed decision against Alexander Usyk, who's currently the unified champion, just beating Anthony Joshua, and two losses against Joseph Parker. The first one was pretty tight. Second one, I thought Parker won a little more convincingly. But Pulev hasn't got that depth of quality of opponent. He's got the only two losses he has is against Klitschko and Anthony Joshua. So his resume looks a lot more impressive. But I just got a feeling War Chisora is just going to grind him down. He's going to take him to that deep water and drown him.
Over now to the Women's Euros. Yeah, but what year goes? You've not said the year. I don't need to say the year because it's only this year. But you've got to say the year. Everyone says the year for no reason. I know they do. But just say the year. Oh, it's 2022. Anyway, Kenny Shields is Northern Ireland. Lost to Norway. Over on TalkSport 2.
The final whistle goes. It is a winning start for Norway at Euro 2022. But an historic evening for Northern Ireland, who are receiving a standing ovation for the 9,000 at St Mary's, and absolutely rightly so. Norway worthy winners. They were 3-0 up at half-time. Norway will potentially go far in the tournament. They could cause England problems too, but even in defeat, a night to remember for Northern Ireland. It has finished Norway 4, Northern Ireland 1.
We've got here too soon. We have reached the finals way too soon, but we're going to take it. The movement we're making is really good. The growth's there, you can see it yourself. And we're able to match them for the last hour of the game, which makes us feel good about the statistics of the game. And but the energy and the effort they put in was tremendous, I thought.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Ali McCoist rebuilding the government with football managers, as you do.
If we could, from the footballing world, think of the most ideal prime minister, anyone make a run
Klopp.
For it that you think? Klopp?
Klopp.
Why yeah. Jurgen Klopp?
Oh, he'd be
instant success.
Man. Yes, it'd be brilliant.
Man of the people.
Yeah. Proper yeah. man of the people. He knows what it's about. Yeah. I'm
maybe Neil Warnock, his assistant.
Neil Warnock, oh, that'd be brilliant. We could have Neil as we could have Neil as defence secretary.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Great idea.
I'm having Neil Warnock as my defence secretary. How about that?
Oh, this cabinet is shaking up nicely. I like it. So we've got Jurgen Klopp, we've got Neil Warnock. Anyone else we want to add to the cabinet?
Yes.
Go on.
I'm having Guardiola my chancellor. Because he knows how to deal with a few quid.
He does know.
I think as well though, Ali, I think Harry Redknapp's got to be in there somewhere.
Oh,
I think he'd do a good job.
What would he be doing?
I think he'd do
treasurer?
A good job.
Yeah. You said treasurer already, didn't you?
I think he'd do a good job in there, Harry.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't know what he'd do, though. Someone's got to run the health. I don't know who would run the health. But
Brazil. No doubt about it. Alan Brazil. Alan Brazil is health secretary in the cabinet.
Yeah. All right.
I think there could be nothing more conflicting in the cabinet than having Alan Brazil head of health
it
secretary.
It sounds about right, doesn't it, Alan?
You could just see him just now, Big Al, walking in to conduct those meetings, couldn't you? On the right hand side of the new Prime Minister, who's Klopp, yes. I can just see Brazil walking in with his file to conduct a meeting. That's
yeah,
it.
Somehow.
And Klopp just saying, I'll hand you.
Struggling.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, where we get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today with the fun boy Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.